grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Lord's Day, St. Luke chapter 10, verses 36 and 37. Jesus said, "Which of the three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan is certainly one of the most familiar stories in all of Holy Scripture. A story which should make each one of us ask, when have I, in the face of human need right there in front of me, been like the priest and the Levite who passed by on the other side, when the truth of the matter is that I could have provided needed help? How good we are at making excuses. And like the lawyer who questioned Jesus, try to justify ourselves, to excuse ourselves, to get ourselves off the hook, as it were. The Lord Jesus told this parable in response to a lawyer's efforts to justify himself, to excuse himself, to get himself off the hook. The lawyer asks a theoretical question. And who is my neighbor? But Jesus asks the utterly practical question, which of these three, the priest, the Levite, the Samaritan, acted as neighbor to the man who had been attacked by robbers? And to Jesus' utterly practical, factual question, there can be only one answer: the one who showed him mercy. Now, Jesus' telling of this parable comes right after he said privately to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." So what, in fact, did the disciples see? They saw and heard Jesus. Jesus, who is the embodied compassion of God. The compassion of God in flesh and blood. We must always remember that in every parable he told, Jesus is in fact pointing to what God is doing through him. When Jesus asked the lawyer, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who was attacked by robbers?" the lawyer answered correctly, "The one who showed him mercy." The Lord Jesus is himself the one who has shown us mercy, who has shown us compassion. And because he has, Jesus is the real Good Samaritan. Through Jesus, God has shown mercy and compassion to our whole lost and fallen race, beaten up and left half dead, not by robbers, but by our own sin, by our own disobedience and waywardness, and by the attacks of Satan, who disguises himself as an angel of light. From all this, the Lord Jesus has delivered us because he is the one who has shown us mercy, and as such, Jesus is the real Good Samaritan. At least once during his life in this world, Jesus was in fact called a Samaritan. His enemies said to him, "Say we not well that you are a Samaritan and have a devil?" The name Samaritan was a name of utter contempt, for as you may remember, the Samaritans were descendants of Jews who had intermarried with Gentiles, and so were despised by the Jewish people, who viewed them as truly beneath contempt. Now, this accusation of Jesus, "You are a Samaritan," was of course not literally true. But this hateful accusation does in a strange way point to the mystery of who Jesus in fact is. For though Jesus is himself the sinless Son of God, Jesus is also like a Samaritan, despised and rejected of men. He was despised, and we esteem him not, just as the prophet Isaiah had said long before. There is also this: the Good Samaritan helped the robbed and beaten and half-dead man at great cost to himself, because there was in fact the danger that the robbers might still have been in hiding, ready to attack anybody who passed that way. And there was also the expense of paying the innkeeper to care for the wounded man until he'd be well enough to go on his way. And this is exactly what God's Son did for you, for me, for the whole lost and fallen world. He came to our aid at great cost to himself. Like any Samaritan, he was despised and rejected. He gave his life in exchange for ours. He went down into death and the grave, and then rose from the dead, raising us up with him. Jesus pours on the oil and wine of his mercy. In holy baptism, he places us in his church, which is the inn where he nurses us back to health, as we daily receive his mercy and are nourished with the bread of life and the cup of everlasting salvation. Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan should prompt each one of us to examine ourselves and ask, when have I, in the face of human need right there in front of me, like the priest and Levite passed by on the other side, when I could have provided needed help? And because no one is an island, no one is an island, we also need to ask, when we, as a community of Christians, as citizens, as a nation, have passed by on the other side when we could have provided needed help in the face of all kinds of desperate need in the world which is so much like a traveler, attacked, stripped, beaten, and left half dead. It's worth remembering that in our Lord's story of the Last Judgment, he says that before him will be gathered all nations. Before him will be gathered all nations. When we examine ourselves, we discover how far our hearts are from the heart of the God of boundless compassion, the God of whom the psalmist says, his tender mercies are over all his works. His tender mercies are over all his works. The God whose essence is beyond all knowing. As Dr. Luther once said, he is an inexpressible being, above and beyond all that can be described or imagined. And yet he has shown us his merciful fatherly heart in the face of his Son, our Savior. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of